104.5 The Zone, 718 The Wake Up Zone. We are powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Put a sock in it. Coming up about 15 minutes, a little after 7:30. PGA Championship tees off tomorrow up at Bethpage on Long Island. Bill Rosinski from Westwood One joins us now. I'm going to be part of the coverage throughout the week. Bill, what's going on this morning?
Well, the good news is the sun's out, which hasn't been the case for about a month here. And it's supposed to rain again when we get into Thursday and Friday. But at least for this last day, these guys are going to get out here, get some good practice in, and look forward to a big week here.
Boy, it's already a really long course. How is, you know, if it's wet and you get more rain, I mean, how does that change things even further as far as the conditions and, you know, and trying to figure out, you know, who's going to be able to hit it far enough to win this thing?
Well, I guess you round up the usual suspects when you're talking about bombing the golf ball. If it continues, and it's not, I don't think it's going to change much. Maybe by Sunday the conditions might firm up a little bit. The golf course has handled the wet weather nicely, but it was pouring again last night here. So what does it mean? It means that this golf course is going to play even longer. I think somebody estimated that it's almost 7,500 yards, but it would play more like 7,700 because you're not getting any roll on these shots. So that's it's about driving the golf ball, and then it's about keeping it straight, because if you get it in the rough, it is penal here, and you know, then you're gonna take your lick. So I think when all is said and done, you're gonna look at the winner of this golf tournament on Sunday night, the guy who's hit maybe 75%, 80% of the fairways, and has then got it on the green in regulation in the similar, like 75%. And then, as usual, because I cover about 13, 14 tournaments a year, it's always down to chipping and putting. And the guy who has the best short game of the week usually has a chance to win.
Yeah, Bill, I remember the old days, like back when they used to play the PGA Championship in August. You know, it'd be like 110. Now, this is a little different from that, you know, certainly. How cautious do we have to be about trying to figure out what Tiger's chances are here? Because, you know, as funny as it sounds, this course might be too long for him at this point in his career.
Yeah, you know, the guy, I was watching the Golf Channel last night to see what those guys were thinking, and they are being cautious about whether he can win out here, because you got guys like Koepka and DJ and Rory who can just rip the golf ball past Tiger. But Tiger, you know, he's been out here. He got out here last week when the course was much drier, and he developed a game plan. I wouldn't put it past him because of how good he is to be in contention this week and to possibly win. So, I was brushing him off at the Masters this year, and guess who won? So there's something to be said about his ability. Now, let's face it, the last time he played a competitive round of golf was Sunday at the Masters. He's been off all that time. Can you, I don't care how good you are, can you compete at a high level and come back in that amount of time without playing more competitive golf? I guess we'll get a good indicator this week.
Talking about the PGA Championship, Bill Rosinski is our guest from Westwood One, part of the coverage up in New York this week.
Yeah, but I think they moved the date of this tournament. I'm interested behind the scenes. What are a lot of golfers saying? Do they like this time and the timing of it, or are they a little conflicted right now at this point?
Well, I think the PGA likes it because now it's not the last tournament, the last major championship. They can be it. You're right. You know, you talked about the weather. I was in St. Louis last year, and it was brutal. I mean, you go to Southern Hills in August, and it's 110. So weather-wise, I think it'll be much better. And the tour in general, with they wanted to end their playoffs by the time college and NFL football started. Mm. And the only way to really do that, and then you got the Olympics every 4 years now, and that is becoming a big deal. You know, even Rory McIlroy and Tiger were talking about the Olympics in press conferences this week. So they had to make a switch in the schedule. And I think what they've done is a pretty smart thing. They moved the Players' Championship back to March, and then you have the Masters in April, this tournament May, U.S. Open in June, and the Open Championship overseas in July, and that sets them up for that playoff run in August. So I think they had to do something because the finish of the season was just all jammed up if you had the PGA in August.
Well, Bill, you talked about the weather, man. How much do you think we'll be talking about the grounds crew when they're out there playing? So, man, how well they've done a good job to make the course really good.
I think the big key, well, they've already done that to get the players out there and be able to practice the first couple of days. This, as I said, is the nicest day we've had. And the key is going to be we're going to have some thunderstorms on both Thursday and Friday. But I think these guys, this place is not only hosted two U.S. Opens before, but has also hosted the first playoff tournament, which was the Barclays a couple of times, 2012, I think, and Patrick Reed won here in 2016. So these guys who are out here are no strangers to dealing with the pros, and I think it'll be just fine.
Bill, you know, you've obviously covered a lot of majors, and they're great unto themselves, but how much of a little boost does it give it now that we know that Tiger can win again?
It's a bolt of lightning, because there are just casual golf fans who, if they know Tiger is playing in any tournament, will tune in or show up if he's in their area. I was in San Diego this year covering that, L.A., and Tiger played in both of those golf tournaments, and there is just a different vibe when he's out there. And the fans know it. You know it. The ticket sales go through the roof. So for him now to be back, you know, the Masters is one thing. Good luck getting a ticket to the Masters. But now, you know, you have access to the U.S. Open. You can buy PGA tickets. You can go over the Open Championship. And I think this just, you know, for sponsors, for the writers, the broadcasters, his presence is a world of difference. And it's amazing because he is 43 and he had been out for so long, but he's still the straw that stirs the drink, as the Reggie Jackson might say.
Mm-hmm. Bill Rozinski, and I don't mean this as an insult at all. I know you're regarded as one of the premier radio play-by-play guys, football, basketball, whatever. So I got to ask you, you know, your football is fantastic, but what's the key to being a good golf radio play-by-play guy?
The big key is don't let the golfer hear you. You know, and trust me, I have backed off. I've been pretty lucky the last few years, but I remember I was doing match play one time in Tucson, and it was Tim Clark against Sergio. Clark had a bunker shot on a par three, and I was calling the shot. He kind of like stopped, and I wasn't sure if he was hearing me or if somebody was stirring in the crowd. And the next thing I know, he backed off again. So then I said, geez, I gotta get out of here. And, you know, going to the next tee, Sergio said something to me. I think it was in Spanish. I had no idea what he said. I don't think that's complimentary. But that's the thing, you know, when you have television, those guys walk alongside the players or, you know, fairly close by. They set up the shot and then they stop because the picture tells you the story. We have to, when a guy's teeing off, I'm up near the landing spot in the fairway. And when they're hitting their second shots to the green, I'm up by the green. The key is when you're up by the green, getting in a spot where you can talk loud enough that the listener's going to hear you, but you're not going to bother them. And that is something I had to learn early on. That's been the biggest key. Honestly, I've done this for 10 years. If you'd have told me 10 years ago or 11 that I'd be calling golf on the radio, I'd have said, what? You're crazy. Mm-hmm. But it is. I get more people. You talked about all the stuff I've done. I get more people come up to me and go, hey, I heard you on the golf tournament last week. There's an avid fan base that listens to this stuff on the radio every week. It's amazing.
Well, let's also talk about another guy who's built to win majors, and that's Brooks Koepka. And, you know, had things gone a little bit differently at Augusta National, you know, we might be having a different conversation. But, you know, this is a guy who obviously has the distance. How do you gauge his chances this week?
Well, he seems really confident. And people forget, you mentioned the Masters. He had chances at 17 and 18 for birdie putts that would have made things a lot more interesting for Tiger, but he couldn't do it. He was very confident in his press conference this week, talking about mentally how you can eliminate half the field in a major because they just don't think they can win. He goes, I know I can win a major. Heck, he's won three of them. And he's got the ball striking. He's got the distance. To me, for Koepka, it's all going to be about, you know, can he make some putts? And he is certainly, everybody's going after Tiger this week. But if I'm handicapping the rest of the field, I would look at the big hitters, DJ, Rory, or, you know, I would love to see Ricky Fowler finally win a major. And I'm going to throw in Jason Day's name only because every once in a while when I cover a golf tournament, I'll run into either the golfer or one of his staff off the course. And this morning I ran into, at the hotel, Colin Swatton, who used to be Jason Day's caddy and coach. Now he's just his coach. and I chatted with him for a second. How's your guy doing? He says, he's pretty confident this week. So I'll throw Jason's name out there as a possible winner just because I ran into his coach this morning.
There you go. And health has been a thing for him too. Bill, thank you so much for the time. Great stuff. We'll look forward to hearing your coverage on Westwood One.
Yeah, glad I heard you guys were carrying the stuff on the weekend. That's great. I've always thought that they should offer this up to some, you know, the terrestrial radio stations just for fans to get a listen to this stuff. So delighted you guys are carrying it.
Have a great day, Bill. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot. Take care.
Okay, from Westwood One, he's covering the PGA Championship, part of the play-by-play group for Westwood One, Bill Rosinski.